Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Big podcast exclusive. Here we go. Are you ready? Open, peel your ears.
Open. Get the bank card out. Type in the codes or the digits and the CVC.
Tell them why. Tell them why.
Because we're coming back to Vicar Street on the 20th of October for not only just a live show, it's going to be a Halloween one. Halloween themed.
A Starlet Horror Extravaganza.
And you have to dress up, and if you don't, you won't get in. Money messing.
You can even dress up if you want.
Sure, dressing up all year round, huh?
Says you.
Let's not promise extravaganzas of horror.
No, let's promise. It's gonna. I want an extravaganza. I want an extravaganza.
All gonna be horror, though, is it?
No.
I wouldn't have thought you'd have an extravaganza if it was only partially horror.
Well, what's an extravaganza?
I don't know. Loads.
Just yeah.
Lots.
It'll be a starlit extravaganza.
That's true.
But not a horror. As you listen to this, dear listener, tickets are on sale now. Get on to Ticketmaster, type in starlit, get yourself a load of tickets.
Did you miss out on Coldplay and Oasis? Don't worry about it. We're coming back to Vicar Street on the 20th of October.
And we'll see. You can sing Wonderwall.
I have that down in my notes for you.
There you go. There you go.
How are you doing? Welcome to another bonus episode of Starlet. The bonus episode is where we answer your questions that you send in to own Brennan. The email is starlet@goloudnow.com, and without further...
Oh, Darren's broken. Darren just broke then.
Any questions?
Concerned listener asks, just re-listening to the old episodes, and in episode 57...
Ooh, throwback.
Does it ring a bell?
No.
Nothing jumping out. Darren gets abused for wearing bigger shoes than he needs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, concerned listener is just curious, has Darren started wearing size 10s yet, or is he still wearing 11s?
10.5.
10.5, step down?
Yeah.
Nice, getting
perfect,
closer.
Perfect.
Getting closer.
Literally, I went to step down, like a half size down, like, since cool. that. It's handy, like, it's better. I agree. Yeah, I was fucking acting the bollocks there. Is that all?
That's all. Yeah, just...
Is he only on episode 57 or has he went back and listened again?
No, I think this is just...
A newcomer?
He's been around. He's just
he just remembers
again.
Them? That's impressive.
I recognise the name from other emails, but they signed a concerned listener, so that's how I'll refer to them. James.
How are you, James?
Says.
James Protein Bar, is it?
James has been on to us... No, different.
Birds in the sky, birds in the field, birds in it. Chill out.
Good luck.
James has been on to us. He has suggested something we might do a deep dive on. I won't say what it is, but yeah. This is James from Georgia. Sorry.
Oh, how are James?
Yeah.
Georgia Tech.
We know James.
Do you support Georgia Tech, James? Go Georgia Tech.
He just emailed to say happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, thanks very much, Jesus.
You can get fucking one of them in July.
Lovely. Thanks very much. Nice one. You didn't even say happy birthday to me. Oh, you did in the episode just gone there.
We just recorded something there, did you?
Oh, did I?
No, I'm still.
I was unaware.
Still waiting on it.
I don't say happy birthday to people that don't say happy birthday to me.
It's a fair point. It's not
There's
even
too many
birthday.
Birthdays. You fucking.
Too many.
You don't need a happy birthday from me anyway. No one does. What the fuck is that going to do with you?
Be special. Mean a lot coming from you.
But yeah, I barely fucking send a text, like, let alone say happy birthday to you on a random day that doesn't involve anything to do with me.
What's James from Georgia got to say about himself?
Just
happy birthday.
Oh, also, he had a suggestion for the name for your dog.
We already got the
name. Too late, he has a name, but go on anyway.
It was Whiskey.
Whiskey?
That's a good name.
Why?
Doesn't say.
Because there's whiskey in the jar.
That could be, I don't know. Is it because we're Irish? Is that racist?
He's Irish. It's not racist. It's stereotypical.
Gavin Tracy has been on.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, because...
Does ring a bell.
You gave him abuse over his surname on a previous podcast.
Because
it's Tracy?
Yep. And Gavin says he got to catch up with you at your spice bag truck.
He
said you made peace over a few chips. This was Gavin who he ran 10K loop around Ballymun.
Ah, what a fucking legend.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gavin? 10K though, was it? Was it?
No, it was his girlfriend got on and said he ran a 5K loop 10 times. And then he got on to us the next week to clarify it was a 10K loop 5 times.
Yeah.
So 50K.
Big business.
And you know what? He had a bike with him as well. He's a fit bastard.
Is he?
And he was eating your spice bag.
People like him can just live off spice bags and not put weight on.
You need the calories if you exercise that often.
You're like the Guinness is good for you, like the tobacco is good for your nerves, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is it not?
Smoking gives you a small baby.
I actually only watched that film, Thank You for Smoking.
Thank You for Smoking, yeah.
I've only seen it a few weeks ago before, so I thought it was pretty good.
Mad, isn't it?
Gavin says he just wanted to email in and say he appreciates the hidden joke on the food truck's Instagram.
What's that?
What's that?
It follows five people and they're the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's deadly.
Senor Ding Dong, that's all I've got.
Is that what he wants to be called?
Yep, says, huge fan of the podcast, gets me through work. He says, I'm circling back. I was listening to the first or second episode, bit of this going on this week.
Ooh.
Darren said, Paul Mescal will be cast in Gladiator 2.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, apparently.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
In like episode 1 or 2.
Was that announced then, though? Did everyone know?
No. I don't know. That's only news about a year or so.
There you go. So Senior Ding Dong wants to know, have you got any other predictions you want to make? Do you have any predictions for us, Joe?
I think when you two die, or when Bono dies, who's going to play Bono?
I think you won't. I think you've done enough to Bono.
Yeah.
You should leave Bono alone.
Leave him alone. Shane McGowan then. Who's going to play Shane McGowan in his biopic?
Barry Keoghan.
He'll just play all the musicians.
Get him in there.
He could do a good job. Yeah.
Well, I predict another film that Paul Mescal might be in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gladiator 3. Maximus Decimus Aurelius and all.
Terminator. I bet you they make another Terminator. When Christopher Nolan...
I could see him being a grown-up John Connors.
Yeah. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
When Christopher Nolan gets the rights to Terminator back, and he probably already has.
Does he?
Probably. Wasn't that an embargo? Like he sold it for 25 years or 30 years or something like that. So when Christopher Nolan gets his rights back, then he will cast Paul Mescal as John Connors.
John Connors.
That's pretty good. His was better than yours.
That's okay.
Sarah Connor. That was bad.
That was weaker.
It's just the Sarah. John is, just say John better. I'm looking for John Connors.
No. Yeah.
It
was the newness that was good. We were excited.
Yeah, I have no fucking predictions. Ask the octopus.
Is there any other question?
Yeah, David sent a lovely email. He basically says, speaks very nicely of me. I won't read it all.
You might as well.
Nah, I won't. I'm happy just to read it myself. It's very complimentary.
Read part of it.
Basically, is it be fucked without me?
Ugh.
Have you seen what happened here this morning?
The question is, if Joe and Darren... Oh, it's a question for me. If Joe and Darren got into a tag team match, Darren and Rey Mysterio against Joe, the Loafer McGuckin and The Undertaker, who would I have my money on?
I think anyone would kind of has an advantage if they have The Undertaker with them.
I was going to say, The Undertaker doesn't lose many, does he?
I just sit outside.
Well, I think if it was The Undertaker and Rey Mysterio versus us, we'd be bollocks.
I'm
trying to think like of a positive there, but we'd be fucked. Like,
is Rey Mysterio not dead?
No. Oh. There's Yumflas in it. Dom.
Dom Mysterio. Is actually?
Yeah, and he does fighting and all.
Janie Mackers. Shiny Mackers. Who are you putting your money on?
The Undertaker's old.
The Undertaker.
He's old now.
He is old. So is Rey Mysterio.
Call
him Grey Mysterio.
His eyes is in the back of his head. Like. He can't see anything.
Imagine fighting with a mask. Someone could just pull the mask.
Who can?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh yeah. The 619 will kill you though.
Don't know what that is.
You don't know what 619 is? No.
Sounds like sex position.
No. Does sound like it. Puts you between the ropes and latches on and gives you a big two-legged kick swing thing.
Still sounds like a sex position.
Did you know what a 619 was?
Nope. Proud to say. Last question for you from Kieran. He wants to know,
Kieran,
if you could take the place of any musician at any time in history for one gig, who would you pick and what gig?
Freddie Mercury.
I knew you'd say Freddie Mercury.
At Wembley.
Live Aid.
Live Aid, yeah.
That wasn't Wembley, though.
Just so,
yeah.
Just so I can do that. Hey, oh. And just get the crowd going, just have them there.
Yeah.
That was. Are you impressed with that answer? That was that quick.
That was quick, yeah.
You've thought about that.
Mm. Or else Aslan in the Bottom of the Hill in Finglas.
That'd be a good one. Yeah.
Was that that? It was pretty good. No Wembley though.
Do you know the biggest concert of all time?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Would it be like Woodstock or something like that?
Is a festival a concert? Is it a singular concert of one?
Yeah, one person.
Michael Jackson somewhere?
You too.
No, I don't think. I think these are, yeah. Free concerts. Two figures here. Free concerts, of which the figures are much less reliable, obviously, because they can't count the number of tickets sold. And then ticketed events. Free concerts. There's one artist that you'd know. I'll tell you. It was Rod Stewart on Copacabana Beach in Brazil in 1994. How many people do you think were estimated to be there to see Rod Stewart?
At Copacabana Beach?
200,000.
A lot more than that.
Over a million?
Yeah.
Nah.
Over a million?
3.5 million.
What?
3.5 million.
That's almost the population of Ireland.
But it's not like they were just there.
It's, yeah, and I mean, the
Rod Stewart was playing.
Still a lot of people at a fucking beach.
I'd say Rod Stewart himself standing there with Celtic jersey saying, what the fuck?
Where's like all the every adult in Ireland. That's fucking nuts.
When you think of Coldplay, was it 83,000?
Mm.
And like that seemed like you couldn't get any bigger than that by looking at it.
For four nights.
Which isn't even a million.
No.
Or not even close. Halfway.
Not even.
Almost.
Yeah.
But then you have Rod Stewart doing Baby Jane to 3.5 million Brazilians.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And the other, there's another free concert. It was in Moscow in 97. Also,
Rod Stewart.
3.5 million people. It wasn't Rod Stewart. Jean-Michel Jarre.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
French ambient electronic composer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about ticketed?
Ticketed. The highest ever is 225,000 for Vasco Rossi in Modena in Italy in 2017.
Who's that now?
He's just an Italian singer-songwriter. Second biggest. I mean, I don't recognise any of the first three names here. Second biggest is Bijelo Dugme, who are a Serbian band. In 2005, they had 220,000 people at a gig in Belgrade. And third is Glay, who are a Japanese rock band. They played,
not to be mistaken with Slay.
Yes, they played 200,000 people in Chiba in Japan. The first name here that you'd recognise, 184,000 people, Maracanã Stadium, Paul McCartney. Tina Turner and Frank Sinatra also did about that same number at the Maracanã. You too, 150,000 people in Italy in 97. Big gigs.
My answer to the question would be Johnny Cash in Folsom Prison. I'd say that was wild. I'd say that was insane. Imagine that crowd.
There's a clip of that, isn't there?
I think so, yeah.
I was just thinking of Joaquin Phoenix there. I didn't see that film. Walk the Line.
Have you not seen Walk the Line?
Oh, it's great.
Fuck and me.
Joker 2 was supposed to be shit.
I can imagine.
Why? I love the Force one. Anyway.
That's it.
Fair play.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sending in your questions. If you want to send them in, send them to stala@goloudnow.com. Darren was just taking a sip of his drink.
Sip me drink.
Do that. fill that in there for you. We still have some Charles Manson episodes to come up that we're doing deep dives on.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them there.
if you haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's two out now. Go back and listen to them. There's another one coming this week and then one every week probably. We might double up towards the end. But anyway, plenty more to come.
There is.
And it's good. It's fun. Some of it is dark. Some of it's funny. And
a bit
and
mad.
It's all interesting and informative. So check it out.
Nothing sells like informative.
If you don't know, I didn't know about Charles Manson before this. So it's interesting. I knew his name. I knew he was mad, but in detail.
People seem to be enjoying it though, from what we're getting.
Yeah, I'm getting some good feedback on it.
Okay.
See you.